Hey there, welcome. My name is Jessica Buchanan, and I'm a New York Times bestselling author, professional speaker, and founder of Soul Speak Press, a non-traditional publishing company created for women who've been through something, now they know something, and they can teach us something. In Her Words is a podcast designed to support aspiring memoir authors on their writing and publishing journey. It's hard work, this writing and publishing stuff, and I want to empower you with encouragement and information so you can keep sharing your truth. So grab your coffee, your notebook, find a quiet space, and let's dive in. Well, hey, everybody. It is so great to see you again. Thanks so much for popping by to In Her Words. This is a podcast for women who are ready to speak their truth, write their stories, and change the world. I'm your host. I'm the founder of Soul Speak Press, Jess Buchanan. I'm a New York Times bestselling author, Amazon bestselling author, and again, founder of Soul Speak Press, which is a boutique publishing company for women who have been through something, now they know something, and they want to teach us something. So the first episode, our introductory episode, I kind of gave you some background on who I am and why I'm doing what I'm doing and how I ended up in this very strange life sometimes, this trajectory. And today I want to share a little bit more about what Soul Speak Press does, who we serve and how we serve. And so if you have come across us through social media, or you just looked for a publishing or writing podcast, however you came to us, I'm grateful you're here. And I want to break down a little bit about what Soul Speak Press is and what we do. So Soul Speak Press was founded 2 years ago. And I think I said in the last episode that basically it came about because I was rejected from a traditional publisher who I actually had a contract for a second book with. And I thought, you know, there's got to be another way. And there is. And it's very overwhelming when you start to look, you go down the Google hole, right? Well, as the universe always takes care of us, I definitely believe that we get what we need when we need it. I was introduced several years ago to one of my favorite people. Hi. I am sitting in my office and my son is outside looking at me through the window like a crazy, creepy stalker. So I met one of my closest friends, my dearest friends, Krista, who was introduced to me by a mutual friend who's also been an incredible force and mentor in my life. I have some really cool, strong women that have been in business. They're entrepreneurs. They're a little bit older than me, and they've been through the hustle and through through the business journey many times, and they have supported me in so many ways. They've all written books. They're all best-selling authors. And my friend Shelby introduced me to a friend of hers, Krista, who had founded Merrick Publishing, which is a non-traditional publishing house that was created to really fill in this gap for thought leaders who were ready to write like books more in the genre of self-help or thought leadership with this manual component. She has this amazing story that I'm going to bring her on to share, so I won't spoil it in terms of like how Merrick Publishing came to be. And I can't wait for everybody to hear about that, because her creating Merrick has changed so many lives, including mine. And I remember talking to Krista a couple of years ago, just like a virtual meet and greet. And she's a branding expert. And I was so like, not sure what I wanted to do. I knew I was working on my proposal for this next book. But I wasn't sure like which way to go and how to take it. And we had a really helpful branding session. But then I didn't talk to her for like a year. And, you know, because that's just business and how things go, right? And, I had a speaking event out in San Diego, and it was kind of like on the like tail end of like the big, huge, scary COVID wave, and people were starting to meet in person again. And one of the things that I do as a result of having a New York Times bestselling book, Impossible Odds, is I do a lot of professional speaking and I do a lot of speaking events. So that's like as an inspirational speaker. So that's like one side of my business and what I do. And it was in San Diego where Krista lives part of the time. She bebops all over the world. And it just so happened that she had one night free and I had an extra night there. We got together. We had the most life-changing sushi. First of all, we went and got massages, not together in, you know, separate rooms. We got 90-minute massages and then had sushi and then talked work. I'm like, that is like soul sister, the person that I want to be in business with because they get me. And we just had the most magnificent conversation about business. It was just a couple months later that I started. I came to her with my anthology idea, and then it turned into an imprint, which is Soul Speak Press. So that is the long story of what we are. We are an imprint of Merak Publishing. And we focus in where we only work with women. We're very specific. We only publish memoir manifestos. So they need to have those three components, basically their memoir, one part manifesto, and one part, Merak would call it manual. We don't necessarily need it to be an outlined manual, like Tips and Tricks. Our books lean more toward the memoir genre for sure, but they've got to have that component where the author is teaching a lesson. I'm a teacher by profession, so it's very important to me that our stories that we publish, the books that we put out, whether they're a chapter or an entire manuscript, that they have that lesson component in them. So that's kind of the basis of like how Soul Speak Press started. So let me get into the nitty gritty of what we do. So we are considered hybrid, even though we don't advertise that way. Hybrid publishers require an investment upfront, and then they keep a portion of royalties. Now, on our singular manuscripts, our memoir manifestos, we're working with one author on their own book, or maybe perhaps it's a couple of authors working on their own cover. We do not retain any royalties on that. There's an upfront investment to work with us. It depends. We have three ranges, essentially. One is if you come to us with a pretty well finished, pretty squeaky clean manuscript, you've worked with outside developmental editing and copy editing support, you bring your manuscript to us, you tell us that it's ready to go to publishing, we're going to have our copy editors and our team go through it. Most likely it's still going to need some tweaking because we have a specific set of standards and requirements. But that is like our basic level, our basic package. Then oftentimes what happens is authors will come to us and they've written an entire manuscript, but they know it needs some work. It needs some rearranging. It needs a lot of material taken out, and just another set of professional eyes on it. And that's kind of like our, if you want to say, our gold standard. And then there's the top level package where an author comes to me and they have an incredible story. They're not a professional writer. They're not necessarily skilled. They're what I would call a lay person, or a hobbying writer. And they want to get their memoir manifesto written, but they know they're going to need a lot of support. And so together we are co-creating that. And that takes a long time. As you can imagine, it's a pretty big investment because it's a lot of my time. And all of these, with the exception of when someone brings us a fully finished manuscript, I'm working mostly one-on-one with the author. I am doing monthly sessions with them. I'm giving feedback. I'm reading through the entire manuscript, and I can't help it. I end up copy editing a lot of it as I'm going through because it's just like habit and I can't not. But a lot of developmental editing. And then included in that are sessions around branding and what is the bigger picture and the bigger plan for this book. You know, you're making a sizable investment to work with us, to publish with us. We want to ensure that you've got a plan in place in terms of like how you're going to promote the book, how you're going to share it with your network, what's next, how you're going to use this book as a launching pad for your career or for a brand that you're building. So we do a lot of that. We do a lot of coaching and support around putting a book ambassador team together for your launch day. We really target your sales for launch day on Amazon because 70% of all online or all book sales are done online. E-commerce is huge. And then, of course, your book is registered with Ingram, which is the largest book distributor in the world and the Library of Congress. So that's really like what we offer as SoulSpeak Press for those singular individual authors. We have 7 books coming out in 2024. I'm super excited, which also means I'm very busy. But we are taking submissions for manuscripts for 2025. Now, the other thing that we do here at SoulSpeak Press, which I love, these are my babies, is we curate anthology experiences. So if you're not familiar with an anthology, it's a book that is usually centralized around one theme, and it has several contributing authors who give their own interpretation and write standalone essays that are compiled into a work. So we have put out 2 under the brand Deserts to Mountaintops. The first one is Volume 1, our collective journey to reclaiming our voice. I'm the lead author. Deserts to Mountaintops is my brand, and so as an author. So I'm the lead author in all of these. And then our second volume that just came out in January 2024 is Choosing Our Healing Through Radical Self-Acceptance. So what we do is we take almost a year to work with a cohort of authors who have come to us. They've gone through a submission process and an interview process with me. We put together a group of 20 women, 20 to 25, depending on how it all works out. And we walk you through the memoir writing process, the editing process, the publishing process, and then the book promotion process. So it's kind of incredible when I sit back and think about all the things that we do and all the things that we offer in this particular package. We usually start around May, and we always publish in January of the next year. January 25th is the anniversary of my rescue, so we always publish on that date because it's a really... it's an auspicious date for me. And so we'll take you, you do 2 one-on-one writing coaching sessions with me. We do a deep dive into your story. I help you pull through those golden threads to like weave through the story and pull out those lessons learned. We have several group coaching sessions. They end up being around 7 or 8. We do like 1 a month, essentially. This time around, we've made our memoir writing course much more robust. And so we're splitting that up into 2 sessions. So 2 90-minute memoir writing sessions, along with like templates and workbooks. We bring my lawyer in to come in and talk about how to write memoir without committing libel and defamation, and what the difference is between those 2. One is speaking and one is writing. You know, when you're writing memoir, there are other people involved in your story. And so it's important to learn how to write from your perspective and your experience, and make sure you safeguard yourself. So we bring in a professional to make sure you understand the difference. Then we do something super cool, which I love. This is like one of my favorite components of the project. We bring a production company from Philadelphia, a woman-owned production company, Helm Creative. I worked with them on several projects. I'm based outside of DC. We bring them to Alexandria, Virginia, where I live. And we spend an entire day filming with all of the authors who are able to come into town. And, they interview everybody, and we bond and we hang out and we have lunch and we have dinner, and it's so awesome. And then the production company distills all of those interviews, like 8 hours of interviews, into a 3-minute book trailer. And so we make that available to our authors so that they can use that to promote the book. They can share it with their network. It's really, really cool. It's really fun. It's a really beautiful piece of work. Then we move on to group coaching sessions around PR, around marketing. We support you in recording your audiobook chapter. We help you secure the hardware that you're going to need to do that. We coach you. We have a producer that we work with who does all the sound production, and then we take care of the all the process to get it uploaded onto Audible. And then after we go through all of that and we launch the book, in between all of the group coaching sessions, I'm going through and I'm reading all of the manuscripts, all of the chapters. I'm doing the developmental editing. I'm going back and forth with the authors on this. We send it over to Ilsa, who's our copy editor, when they're ready. And then when she's done, we put you in small cohorts so you can do peer review and get feedback from your fellow writers. And then we publish. And it's so fun. It's so exciting. And then we have a big party here outside of DC where I live. I host a big party at a local venue, and the authors come into town with their family and their friends, and they celebrate, and they're just so proud, and it's just so awesome. And it's just a really, really special experience. So that we do one of those a year. We are moving in the direction of offering other types of compilation experiences that are more asynchronous, where we're not so much hands-on and heavily involved in the day-to-day, but we're still able to offer a service and an opportunity to publish at a lower price point. Of course, there's an investment involved in the anthology because we estimate it takes our team about 1700 hours. I don't even know how many days and weeks that is, but it's a lot of time that goes into putting together one of these projects. And publishing is not cheap. So we're working on different offerings at different price points for so that every woman who feels compelled to tell their story has the opportunity to do that. Not, this is not for everyone. Sharing your story and the lessons you've learned through hardship and the desert that you've been in, that's not for everyone. But if it is for you, we don't want finances to be a barrier. So we're looking for ways to make that more accessible. Another service that we offer, and we're getting ready to do one, we're starting in March, is we run anthology experiences for other lead authors. So, say that this picture interests and you think, oh, wow, this is really cool, but I would love to do something like this, but I have no idea where to start. Well, that's okay. You don't have to because we know how to do it. Lauren, who's my counterpart at SoulSpeak Press, if you follow us on Instagram, you're going to see her showing up there a lot. She does these amazing educational videos with her little microphone. I don't know if you've seen her. She project manages like a champ. And so we run these anthology experiences for other lead authors. And so if maybe you have an idea or a theme that particularly resonates to you, and you have nine other authors that you think that you could convince to come in and share their story around your theme, then we are very happy to work with you and curate that experience for you, even down to the book trailer. So that is a little bit of what we do. Of course, we spend a lot of time, on social media. We're connecting with our audience. We're trying to educate you. We're trying to entertain you. We really want to inspire you. I really lean heavily into the inspirational component. In a few weeks, we will be launching a couple of digital courses. We realize that the one-on-one is not always the best fit for everybody, and some people just want to purchase a digital course and take their time. So we'll keep you posted on those. Those should be ready soon. In the meantime, that was a lot of me talking. I would love to hear what you're working on. What are you writing about? I would love for you to connect with us over at SoulSpeak Press or at Jessica C. Buchanan on Instagram. And if you want to reach us directly, reach out to us directly, you could email us at hello@soulspeakpress.com. And we'd love to know if there's any way we can support you, if we can send over our FAQ sheets or check us out our website, soulspeakpress.com. If you want to know more about me and my speaking and my story, jessbuchanan.com. And then if you want to know more about the anthologies, go to deserts to mountaintops.com. In the meantime, I hope that you feel inspired. I hope you feel excited about what you're doing and what you're writing. And more than anything, I hope that you're writing. If you write 500 words a day, you could, I think, like somebody, I saw someone post this. If you write 500 words a day, you could have like, what is that? 15,000 words written in a month. You could have an entire manuscript written in a couple of months if you just sit down and write. So there's your challenge for today. In the meantime, Keep speaking your truth, writing your story, and inspiring the world. In Her Words is hosted by me, Jessica Buchanan, and is produced by Soulspeak Press, a non-traditional publishing house for women who are ready to tell their story. If you would like to know more about our submission process, I encourage you to check us out at www.soulspeakpress.com or follow us over on Instagram at Soulspeak Press. We appreciate all your questions, and if you would like to leave us a review, we would be so grateful.